Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think it's time to play some audio off that. Okay?
Okay.
Right, don't be so cryptic. Just play the audio.
Aaron Boone just gave one of the oddest answers I've ever heard to a question as to why J.D. Davis is playing over Ben Rice tonight. Okay?
Yeah. Here we go.
This year.
Mm-hmm.
So what made Davis the call over Rice today?
Yeah, I mean, also want to get where you're trying to leverage situations. I think you look at Manaea too, pretty small sample. Like, you look at his career, and it's pretty stark the other way. So you kind of peel the onion back a little bit, and is that what he's going to be moving forward? We're not trying to predict what happened yesterday. We're trying to what happened moving forward. And the reality is, we brought J.D. Davis in to, you know, especially when Riz went down, to be this kind of, and this is a guy that recently has had a good amount of success. But also trying to get young players in positions to where they can be successful as well, and to have, you know, leverage situations as the game unfolds too.
I know exactly what he's saying, but he didn't speak English.
Nothing is what he was saying.
No, he said something.
Yeah.
You know what he said? What
did he say?
Can I put that in English for you?
Please do.
Because I think Aaron Boone just got, Aaron, I love you, and I think he listens to the station a lot. My advice to you would be just speak normally. Just speak in a normal language. Here's exactly what he said, at least the way I took it. J.D. Davis has good career numbers against Sean Manaea.
Mm-hmm.
Manaea, we like the matchup of getting more right-hand hitters in the lineup.
Yep.
And we want to be fair to a young player like Ben Rice and not put him in a spot where he's more likely to fail because he has not hit lefties. That's what he said, except he was like heeing and hawing and talking about leverage.
Evan?
But that's exactly what he said.
Evan, if that's what he said, that's fine. He needs to say it that way. What can't come out of Aaron Boone's mouth to frustrated Yankee fans, and what he just said is, when we brought him in after Riz went down, he's had a lot of success recently. He has been
Sean Manaea. I'm telling you, he's 2-for-6 with a home run off Manaea. That's what he meant.
Okay, yes. Well, that hasn't been recent. He didn't say that.
That's the problem.
And what J.D. Davis hasn't had recently is any sort of success.
Because he wasn't speaking English. Like, I love Aaron, but he did not put
it
in normal terms.
He's the manager of the New York Yankees. He's got to speak English.
You know what I mean. Obviously speaking English, but he's not talking like a human.
I know what you're saying. He's not talking straight.
He's not talking straight. He should have just said what I said, which is exactly what he meant.
And I think the challenge for Aaron Boone, because I happen to like Aaron Boone a lot personally, and I think he's a good enough manager to be successful here, but he's obsessed about not saying the wrong thing. Obsessed. That's why when you first play that, play the beginning of that again, Sean. The very first thing, before he even says a word, he's asked the question, and he does this.
Yeah, this year.
Mm-hmm.
So what made Davis the call over Rice today?
Yeah, I mean...
Exactly, stop it. So he's thinking about how to not be offensive.
Right.
And to not piss off somebody, and how to not make his player think that he's throwing him under the bus.
Yeah.
And so, like, sometimes just give a very simple response. It doesn't have to be the question that was asked. Just answer how you want to answer, but make it succinct. Like you, like you've thought about this before.
Right. You know what? His answer was like, I know what he's saying. He should have just said, Ben Rice is a young player who has not hit lefties.
Yes.
And it's not fair to put him in a situation that doesn't benefit him where he's likely to struggle. And I want to give you a specific example. It was a moment about 6 years ago, and I'll never forget it. Michael Conforto was a young player with the Mets, and he was doing great. He was off to a wonderful start. And we started screaming, he's got to play against lefties. How else can he hit lefties if he doesn't play against lefties, right? Kind of what you want with Ben Rice, except Conforto was playing better. Michael Conforto on a Sunday afternoon was in the lineup against Madison Bumgarner.
Okay.
Now, I understand Shulman Nye is not Madison Bumgarner. But I remember being like, this is great. You know, how else are you going to learn? You got to face the best. He went an 0-for that day. And I'm not kidding you, Tiki. He went like a month without a hit.
Wow.
To the point where he was sent down to AAA.
Yeah.
And we looked back at that game and said, that's why managers, as much as we scream and yell, don't want to put young players in these horrible situations. Because even though, yes, J.D. Davis sucks, right? Okay. Just throwing Ben Rice out there could have a major negative impact, especially on a kid who, by the way, is 4 for his last 45.
Mm-hmm.
And if he said it the way I said it, you may not agree, but you'd understand. Instead, he gave you a word salad.
But here's,
it's like he's running for president.
Evan, this guy used to be a color commentator on ESPN. We know he knows how to speak. He gives great interviews. He was on with us. You know what this sounded like? Unfortunately, this sounded like Joe Judge when Dave Gettleman made a lot of decisions and he couldn't throw him under the bus.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's just trying to protect the feelings or the reputation of whoever he's being asked about.
Well,
that's what he's doing.
I also think this is now, I think Brian Cashman's telling him J.D. Davis should be playing against lefties.
Yeah, I figured you were going to say that.
And that's what I'm getting a hunch at. And I get the feeling Booney doesn't want to play J.D. Davis tonight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.